The Healing Womb, a meditation telecircle, is an offering from my heart to yours. I'm Laura Hegfield, hostess and guide. Make yourself comfortable, held in a container of silence. Our practice will begin shortly. To learn about other services I offer, such as spiritual direction, creativity coaching, and Level of Soul Collage, please visit my website, www.shinethedivine.com after our session. My blog, Shine the Divine, Creativity is a Spiritual Practice, is a place where you'll find more information about the Healing Womb, and it can be accessed through the website as well. Good morning and welcome again to the Healing Womb. I'm so happy to be here guiding us today in this live meditation telecircle. Thank you to everyone who has continued to practice together at our appointed time with the podcasts while my body has been healing this past month. I could feel your presence and hope that you felt mine as well. All of us supporting one another with loving kindness and compassion on our shared healing journeys. What a comfort it has been for me to know that you are all so very near energetically, though geographically we are spread far and wide. And this leads me to welcome some new members into our expanding circle, including a new friend in Norway, one in Mississippi, one in California, one in New York, and another in Oregon. There are 28 of us now committed to practicing together, live when we can, and via podcasts when our schedules conflict or other things come up. So who are we? We are Abby, Anita, Anne, Anne-Marie, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Ernestine, Hannah, Jan, Jill, Karen, Karen and Karen, Lisa, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. I see us as a garden of spring flowers, turning our faces up toward the sun and then down again toward our hearts, discovering the inner light shining brilliantly within. I ask you to close your eyes or set your gaze softly in front of you. Find a comfortable way to sit or recline. Take a moment to adjust your cushion or pillows, whatever you need to support your body. Occupy the space where you are right now with an intention to be as gentle with yourself as you would be touching the petals of a delicate flower. Consider your tailbone or the soles of your feet to be your roots. Exhale into your roots as you extend them deeper into the soil of this moment. Now inhale and draw energy back up through your spine, imagining a long, slender stem. Exhale, imagining your shoulders, arms, hands as leaves, graceful and relaxed. Inhale, lifting your shoulders towards your ears, your sepals on either side of your lovely face. Exhale, rolling your shoulders back, the weight of morning dew, gravity, drawing your shoulders downward with your arms, all in alignment with your ears. Breathe naturally here a few times. As you breathe, open your heart, welcome whatever arises, release what passes with equanimity. Your face is, of course, the blossom of this elegant flower self that you are. As you continue to be aware of your breath, take a moment to note the length of your exhale compared to your inhale. Perhaps one is longer than the other, or maybe they're equal. Just notice how your breath is showing up right now. You don't need to change it. Perhaps you're aware that you're holding your breath between the inhale and the exhale. Just notice this. Observe your breath with curiosity. Leave judgment behind. Surrender preconceptions of how you should be breathing, how clear your mind should be. Just be present to what is. Return with me once again to the imagery of a flower and bob your head toward your heart, then up again. You are a brilliant yellow daffodil, shaking off the tears and fears of nighttime to welcome this day, this moment, this breath. Continue bobbing gently at the speed that feels comfortable to you a few more times. Now come to rest, face forward like all daffodils, chin slightly tucked toward your heart in gratitude and humility for the gift of this time we have chosen to spend together, healing in the comfort of companionship and silence. Maintain your long spine. Shoulders relaxed, aligned below your ears. Hands resting gently on your lap or by your sides if you are reclining. Today we have a special treat, a poem offering from one of our circle members, poet Sheila Moore. It dwells within. Observing the mind and body, witnessing internal and external experiences. It is not thoughts, racing like thoroughbreds driven to win the race, or beliefs forming like stalagmites, drip by drip. It is not emotion, fickle as teenage love or personality, presenting like hair color. It is not the pain of stepping on a nail or the excitement of a lover's kiss. It is an unchanging, undying, ever-present energy within each of us, identical pieces to the same whole. Thank you, Sheila. Reading your poem's parting words, identical pieces to the same whole, I'm reminded of a teaching I read recently by the late Rabbi Alan Liu from his book, This Is Real and You Are Completely Unprepared. He wrote, "We all share the same heart. We penetrate each other far more than we are ordinarily aware. Ordinarily, we are taken in by the materialist myth of discrete being. We look like we are separate bodies. We look like we are discrete from one another. Physically, we can see where one of us begins and another ends. But emotionally, spiritually, it simply isn't this way. Our feelings and our spiritual impulses flow freely beyond the boundaries of the self. And this is something that each of us knows intuitively for a certainty. Indeed, we are pieces of the same whole," as Sheila wrote. One breath, breathing into the oneness that we are, the oneness of life, it. I invite us all to breathe mindfully, compassionately in our own rhythm, aware of thoughts, emotions, and sensations as they arise. Remembering, of course, that the moment of noticing is precisely when we are the most present. So gently return to the warm, soft glow, the center of your daffodil self, when you find you have been caught into some kind of story. Return to your breath. Allow it to pull you back into the present moment. And if you find that focusing on your breath is not enough of a support, use the phrase, "I am it," as a mantra, and return to that when your mind begins to wander. No reason to judge yourself. Just come back to the breath or to the mantra. Safe places to return to again and again and again. May we all be blessed with loving kindness and compassion. May we be blessed with an awareness of peaceful moments throughout our days and in the hushed cloak of night. May we welcome healing in whatever form it arrives at the doors of our hearts, moment by moment, breath by breath, and graciously invite it in. I look forward to meditating with you again on Friday, April 27th.